So the Heilige Mishnah weiter Maseches Menachos Perik Tes Mishnah Zayin. When you hear the word smicha, what are you thinking of? Oh, we say if someone has to pass the shilas, he gets smicha. In Hilchas Karbanis, smicha means literally leaning. A person that brings a carbon, there's a mitzvah for him to lean on it with all of his kayach on the head of the carbon. That's an animal carbon, not a bird. And during the time of smicha, if it's a chatas, or an asham, or an oila, he says vidui, he does tshuva. He's saying this carbon is going to go instead of me. If it's a carbon taida or a shlamim, it's not coming through a chait, so he says words of shvach. Which karbanos have smicha? Again, rules and exceptions. Kol karbanos hatzibur ein behem smicha. All karbanos hatzibur don't require smicha. Chutz min hapara ba'al kol hamitzvais. This is a carbon that's brought when the Sanhedrin made a mistake, and because of their mistake, roiv of klal Yisrael, b'shoigig was over achiv karis. Let's say, l'mashal, the Beis Din ruled that a certain type of chaylev, a forbidden fat, is mutter. And most of Klal Yisrael followed the ruling and ate it. So this carbon has to be brought. Here, smicha is performed on the bull. You have to lean on it fully. By who? By members of the Sanhedrin. So again, Zokta Mishnah, Perik Tes Mishnah Zayin, Kol Karbanos HaTzibur Ein Behem Smicha. All Karbanos HaTzibur don't have smicha. Chutz! Minapara ba'al kala mitzvahs, except for the bull that comes for any of the mitzvahs, and visar hamishtaleach. That's the goat that's sent to Azazel, which is part of the Yom Kippur Avoida. The Kohen Gadol does do smicha on the goat. Shimon says, af se'iri avoida zara, add another exception. Here too, Sanhedrin made a mistake, and as a result, the people served avoida zara, a carbon has to be brought. There is smicha. Vaitra says, Mishnah kol karbanas hayachid to unim smicha. All individual karbanas that an individual brings, that a yachid brings, require smicha. As a matter of fact, the ikar smicha is mentioned by a karban yachid, says the Batanura. It says, v'samach yodi al reish karbanai. But here too, there are exceptions. Chutz min abchar v'hamayser v'hapesach, except abchar, mayser, and pesach, where there is no smicha. Now, who does smicha? The owner of the karban. What if a person promised to bring a carbon oila or a kamish lamim, and he set aside an animal, and he passed away before he was able to be makar of the animal? Sakta Mishnah v'hayoyresh, the one who yarshins the father's carbon, let's say his son doesn't have to be the yarsh, but assuming he has a son yarshins it, so soimech, he does the smicha on the carbon, umevi nesachim, and he brings the nesachim that have to come along with it. Vaitra says in Mishnah Umeimer, he can also make the carbon Tmura. When we get to Masechtas Tmura, we'll learn more about this. But Tmura is something you're not allowed to do, but if you do it, it works. And that is, if he switches the Kedusha from this Behema to another Behema, the Kedusha is Chal on both, and just like the father, Lamaisa, if he did that, both behemoths would have Kedusha. The same is true for the son, who is the Yarish. Okay. Chazring over Perik Tes, Mishnah Zayin. We have a mitzvah of smicha. That's a person who brings a carbon has to lean on it with all of his kayach on the head. And during smicha, he says vidui, by the way. Das tshuva. Or he says words of shvach. He's bringing a taiden shlami. He's bringing a chatos or ashami, das tshuva. Or an oila, that's also mechaper and chataim. If it's a carbon for simcha, like shlam or taida, you say words of shvach. All of that during the time of smicha. If a person did not do smicha, the carbon is still kosher, but it doesn't do the job. It doesn't bring about the kapara that it would have if he did do smicha. So, our Mishnah told us all karbanos hatzibur don't have smicha, exception being the para ba'al kol hamitzvos and the sarei mishtaleach. And Rav Shimon says, add se'irei avodah zarah, that there is smicha over there. All private karbanos require smicha, whether you're obligated to bring it or you're donating it. In both cases, it requires smicha. By the way, korbanos ha'oif, birds, don't require smicha. Exception being b'char ma'aser and pesach. All that is learned from Sukkim. If the person set aside a carbon and he passed away, the yoirish, the one who yarshins him, his heir, does the smicha. That's dafkan oila or shlamim. By a chatas and a asham, a yoirish doesn't bring it. Now, stam a person cannot do smicha with someone else. I can't ask you to do smicha on my carbon. It's one of the things that you cannot make a shliach for. But a son will do smicha if he yarshins an oila or a shlamim that the father set aside. He also brings the Nesachim, that is the Yairish does, and he can do Tmura.